Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy and the new Kia Niro. Forgot you. We're not going to forget about this horse anytime soon. The $2 favourite for the Victoria Derby on the weekend, Matty, is on course to try to become the first three-year-old to win the Melbourne Cup in 80 years.
Mm. And the jockey is in very good form himself.
Oh, talk about good form. Daniel Moore spent two decades trying to win a Group 1 race, and then this spring he's gone 3 in 4 weeks.
Bang. Bang, bang, and bang again.
When it rains, it pours. Welcome to you, Daniel Moore.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Great to have you on. What do you put the quick turnaround into success down to, I guess?
Fast horses, I think.
It's got to be a bit more than that. Daniel, give yourself some credit.
Yeah, I guess just a few more opportunities sort of bobbed up and, sort of things falling your way a little bit. I'd sort of ridden a domestic Group 1 winner overseas in Mauritius, but it was yet to break the duck here, and it was nice to knock it off and get on somewhat of fun.
And how are you handling it, Daniel? I mean, if you were a young bloke, you'd probably be out celebrating and all the rest of it, but, all the success coming at such a quick time, how are you handling it as a sort of an older jockey?
Yeah, sort of business as usual, really. I guess COVID sort of restrictions helped that along as well. I had lunch with my wife on Monday, and it was pretty quiet. We had to pick up the kids from school afterwards. So, yeah, it's been business as usual. And I sort of knew that I had some reasonable rides sort of penned in early doors. So, it's a busy time of year, and you've sort of got to be focused up and you're most dedicated this time of year.
Can you tell us a little bit about Forgot You, Daniel? And the son of Savabeel, obviously, as we talked about, a $2 favourite, and for a three-year-old has just so many plaudits for it.
Yeah, he's a lovely, lovely style of horse. As a young horse, he sort of wanted to get on with things and was a bit aggressive. He wanted to pull and reef and tear, and the team have done a great job. Vicky White, that rides him work, has really helped us out in getting him to settle and switch off. And he's sort of actually gone the other way now, where he takes a bit of stoking up. But for a horse that's sort of bred to stay and get over ground, that's what you want. You don't want them to be aggressive. You want them to serve as much as they can and come with the turn of foot. But he's handling things okay at the moment as a three-year-old. He's had a big, long preparation. And win, lose or draw on Saturday, he'll be a much, much better horse next preparation and possibly with the addition of Blinkers.
Who's the major threat in the race, do you think, Daniel? Is it Gunstock?
Three-year-old races, just they really aren't cut and dry, especially when we're getting up to Derby distances. People can tell you till they're black and blue in the face that their horse will run the trip, but they won't know until Saturday, so you've got a lot of different form lines coming through. You've got the Geelong Classic form lines, you've got some Kiwi horses coming, some Sydney horses, and obviously lightly sort of raced horses. So it's a big melting pot of form and sort of form lines coming into it. I'm respecting a lot of those horses that have got exposed form at the moment, but Derby's can be won by horses out of the blue. So all I can focus on is my bloke and getting the right run in transit.
Daniel, we spend a lot of time on this show and in footy season, talking to footballers ahead of big games and ahead of big fortnights, ahead of big final series and how they handle nerves. Do you get nervous before a ride? And do those nerves increase before a ride like Saturday?
I think you get nervous. You sort of just want to get on with the job, and once you're out there and involved and on the horse, sort of most of your thoughts sort of go away. But you'd be lying if you didn't have a level of anxiousness and wanting to, that's not really a word, but anxiousness and wanting to get on with the job. But I'd say it's not really nervous energy. It's just excitement and wanting to get on with it. But obviously, I'm not a veteran yet, but I'm a little bit older and had a bit of experience here and there. So just taking it as it comes.
And you credited Fast Horses at the start as, the form you're in. I mean, can you be in good form as a jockey? Can you just can it just be flowing well for you?
Yeah, I think, most definitely. Obviously, when you're in form, your instinct takes over a little bit. You ride a little bit more on instinct rather than trying too hard to do make something work that's not happening. I speak to Mick Dibden a lot. He was a great help to me in Singapore when I rode in Singapore. and he was obviously a freak jockey himself, and he just basically said, you know, you've got to just ride on instinct, and you can sort of ride your way into form, and you can also ride your way out of form. You can sort of go around a little bit too much and sort of blow yourself up. That's why I sort of take breaks now and sort of focus on family and things like that. But no, definitely, when you're in form, things generally happen a little bit more often and you get luck rather than bad luck.
Who are you most nervous about for your three Group 1 races on Saturday?
I guess the most level of anxiety expectation is on Forgot You. Obviously, everyone's expecting him to win, but like I said, we've got a few sort of hurdles to get over, and it'll be interesting to see how the race pans out. But it's more excitement for all three rides. I'd love to see my old girl, Sierra Sue, bounce back. She had an atrial fibrillation her last start, so that can be forgiven. She's on a really nice gate too. She's going to get a great run, so I'd really like to see her bounce back. Obviously, riding for Godolphin in great shouting is a really, it's an exciting time, and it's a horse in good form. So, yeah, it's going to be a big day, and I'll be looking forward to sitting down and having a stubby afterwards on Saturday night, I can tell you.
And how good having crowds back at Flemington too, Daniel? Must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I've sort of ridden without crowds for almost sort of 3 years now. We rode in Singapore for a long time, and COVID hit over there, and crowds stopped almost immediately. So, haven't seen a lot of crowds. It's going to be interesting. I sort of like to just keep to myself and get on with things myself. But, unselfishly, it's much, much better for everyone to be able to go and enjoy.
Has it been a little bit eerie? You've probably gotten used to it. But initially, was it eerie with no crowds?
Yeah, definitely. I think the most eerie part, obviously Singapore crowds are quite vocal. But the most eerie part was riding in a Melbourne Cup last year with no crowds. That was bizarre, I think everyone's itching to get back to the races. 5,500, I think, on Saturday's great. It'd be nice if we were 100,000 deep again, but hopefully we're not far off that again.
Yeah, well, what we're both on this show hoping for is that you return with three more Group 1 wins under your belt when you leave Saturday. That stubby might taste just a little bit nicer. Daniel, well done on the newfound success in Group 1s, and let's hope it continues on Saturday. Thanks so much for coming on.
No stress, guys. Thanks for the support.
Daniel Moore there, jockey on Forgot You, the $2 favourite. He's got Ingratiating in the Coolmore. He's got Sierra Sue in the Empire Rose, who's already had a Group 1 win this spring. He has had an amazing run of form.